Well, good morning to you here on Slightly Scrambled on Arkansas 103.3. We've got some special guests in the studio with us, Christian Amy and Joe Hutchison, part of Bye Bye Birdie, the next show for the Batesville Community Theater. How are y'all today?
Doing great. Thank you for having us.
Doing good. Thank you.
So tell us a little about Bye Bye Birdie. Who do y'all play, first off, in the show? Who do you play, Christian?
I play Albert Peterson. I am Conrad Birdie's manager and the owner of Alma Lou Music Corporation.
Okay, so you're his manager, Joe. So are you Conrad?
I'm Conrad Birdie. I'm the title character of the show and a real Elvis type kind of guy.
I like it. A real Elvis type. So tell us a little bit about the show, Bye Bye Birdie. You always do such fantastic productions with the Batesville Community Theater. So what is kind of the story behind Bye Bye Birdie?
Well, Bye Bye Birdie is set in the late 1950s, early 60s, and it tells the story of a rock and roll superstar and teen idol, Conrad Birdie, who's been drafted into the Army. Singer's very loosely based off of Elvis Presley. Conrad's manager, Albert, is in a big pickle because he's being drafted and his biggest star is going off to the Army and about to lose his music corporation. So him and his secretary girlfriend, Rosie, who's played by Julie Williams, have to cook up a plan to be able to save the company, and all sorts of stuff happened throughout the show that you'll have to come in and watch to see how it ends.
Oh, this has already got me interested. It's kind of, like you said, loosely based on Elvis. I like the story there a lot. So as Conrad, you're dealing with all this mess happening. Are you kind of torn between your music career and you kind of go off to the Army? What's kind of the story there behind Conrad?
Oh, Conrad is, like we've said many times, loosely based on Elvis Presley, but really without any of the nice charm that Elvis had and the good old Southern boy kind of thing that he had. He is vain. He really only cares about himself, and he does not want to go into the Army, but they're going to make him.
I like it. So let's talk about showtimes for Bye Bye Birdie, because it is opening week, opening night, just a day away on Thursday.
Absolutely. Yes, we have shows this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at 7 p.m., and if you can't make it to those, we have a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m.
And there's something special as well if you come to the first show, the opening night, right?
Yes, you can. If you come to the opening night, we have a sign-up for a giveaway basket. And in that giveaway basket, we'll have two BCT t-shirts, two Bye Bye Birdie programs, two ticket vouchers that is good for the rest of the 2023 or the 2024 season. A pack of glass bottled Cokes, okay, candy bars, and a vinyl record from the cast of Bye Bye Birdie.
That's awesome. Now, how much are tickets and how can we get them?
They are $20 for tickets and you can purchase them at the door.
Now, where is the Batesville Community Theater? Where is the show going to be held at?
It is located at 1295 East Main Street in our wonderful new performing arts center that we have for the Batesville Community Theater. And you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram for updates, pictures, upcoming audition events, and visit our website at bctarkansas.com.
All right, so this sounds like it's going to be an awesome event. Bye Bye Birdie opens tomorrow night all the way through the weekend, 7 p.m. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 2 p.m. on Sunday, special matinee show. Got to send a big shout-out as well to all the sponsors, Shelton Family Dentistry at White River Now, BCT Friend, Edward and Robin Brock, and Chuck and Sarah Jones, all big sponsors of this event. We're looking forward to opening night and Bye Bye Birdie this weekend.